I want to talk a little bit about the prejudice many people have against wealthy people. So, what were you taught as a child about wealthy people? What did you learn from their personalities? What big biased opinions did you develop, probably from your family and society, about people who have money? And you'll hear friends or colleagues, or maybe even in your own head, statements about wealthy people that are outrageously biased, both directions, the same way people could be biased and prejudiced against poor people. So what we want to do is unpack that. What you were taught, how did you feel about them? I have had many clients who say they feel resentful towards people who have a lot of money for several reasons. One, they don't have a lot of money, so they feel resentful of people who do. Number two, they learned from a parent or somebody in their life close to them. They heard and learned that those people were, what, fill in the blank, nasty, greedy, unkind, stepped on other people. So they learned the prejudice. They either had their own experiences, and some people, of course, have the experiences where they absolutely love wealthy people and think they're the most generous people on the planet, whereas others would say the exact opposite. So this sequence and tapping will be about resentment, because that's another emotion that will restrict your energy. It makes your resistance really high, and it blocks you from being able to be wealthy yourself because you resent wealthy people. So if you resent them, you're not going to want to be one of them. And remember the energetic principle. You can't get wealthy when you feel poor. And if you're resenting wealthy people, you are in the energy of poverty. You're in the energy of they have what I want. You don't feel very rich. You have to feel rich to get rich. And I know sometimes people say, well, but my bank account is low. I am poor, so how am I going to feel wealthy? You need to work on it energetically. And one of the ways to help you out of that position emotionally and energetically is to enjoy wealthy people, appreciate wealthy people, have gratitude for people who have done what you want to do in this world, in your profession or in a different profession, so that you start to appreciate wealth and what it does for the world, and appreciate that if they can do it, you can get there too, which is a completely different energy than resentment, feeling small and petty, being upset about competition. So it's a critically important set of programming beliefs that we need to release. So let's use the word resentment. I think that's appropriate for this exercise. Say out loud, I resent wealthy people. Now, you may have a word, you may hate wealthy people, you may feel jealous of wealthy people. So go ahead and insert what feels right to you. I resent wealthy people. And 0 to 10, how true does that feel? Get your number on it. Be honest. Say it out loud. Be truthful, because then we'll be able to really tap it away. Karate chop point. Even though I was taught to resent wealthy people, I don't like them. I accept who I am, no matter how much money I have. Even though I was taught to resent wealthy people, it doesn't really seem fair. I accept who I am and how I feel. Even though I have resented wealthy people my whole life, no wonder I can't become one. I deeply and profoundly accept myself now. Eyebrow, I have always resented wealthy people. Side of the eye, I didn't realize how prejudiced I really was. Under the eye, when I think of someone wealthy, I get upset. Under the nose, this is an old energetic program. Chin, it's an automatic reaction from my subconscious mind. Collarbone, I don't even have to know where I learned it. Under the arm, I just know it feels true to me. top of the head, I feel resentful whenever I think of someone with a lot of money. Good. Take a deep breath. And measure the statement again. I resent wealthy people. Hopefully that number has gone down as you start to change the energy and change the subconscious programming that convinces you that you should resent them. Remember, if you resent wealthy people or have prejudices against them, you won't want to be one. So that's why we want to wipe out that programming and replace it. Karate chop. Even though I still have resentment and dislike for wealthy people, I accept who I am and how I feel. Even though I still have resentment for all those wealthy people and rich people, I accept who I am anyway. Even though I have these old cellular memories about rich people, and they're not very nice, I accept who I am no matter what. Eyebrow, all these old cellular memories about rich people. Side of the eye, I feel so uptight when I think about them. Under the eye, I don't think they're very good or nice. Under the nose, I have a belief that they take money away from me. Chin, where did I get that programming? Collarbone, it's time to release these energetic blocks. Under the arm, to becoming wealthy. Top of the head, I want financial wealth. Eyebrow, I appreciate financial wealth. Side of the eye, I'm allowed to have as much wealth as they have. Under the eye, I choose to feel differently about wealthy people. Under the nose, I used to resent them. Chin, I choose to feel calm and peaceful whenever I think of wealthy people. Collarbone, this is an old belief pattern. Under the arm, this is old subconscious programming. Top of the head, and I'm so happy that I'm releasing it now. Eyebrow, I don't have to understand where it came from. Side of the eye, it's just something I was taught. Under the eye, but I hate resentment. Under the nose, I want to feel prosperity. Chin, I choose to feel calm and peaceful. Collarbone, when I think about wealthy people. Under the arm, because now when I think of me. Top of the head, with all the success and abundance I want to attract, I choose to feel calm and congruent. Good, take a breath. And hopefully by now that resentment is gone. Say it again. I resent wealthy people. There's no point to having that energetic stance except that it keeps you from being rich and wealthy and affluent yourself. So what we can keep doing is tap and release that. You don't have to understand exactly where it came from. You may end up with phrases, things you heard from your parents, from people in society. The good news is what we're doing is addressing all the big issues that happen with people who are blocking their success and abundance. There is plenty of money out there. There are so many millionaires and billionaires who are making money no matter what the economy is doing. There is plenty of abundance for each one of us. But if our consciousness is of poverty, lack, I hate rich people, it's not fair, then we will block it from coming into our lives. It's not fair is another program, another cellular memory that you may have heard, you were taught it, somehow you were raised to believe that, that can block us from attracting abundance and attracting what we want into our lives. So this next segment, Let's tap on the fairness issue. I think it's a very important one.